This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day program, radio program. It's not a show because you can't see things. I guess you can see things if you go to DougStephan.com. A lot of pictures, a lot of focus on what's going on and how we do what we do here on a good day program. In this hour, Ken Kessler and I spend a good deal of time going in depth with stories, maybe during the normal course of an hour of the Good Day program, which is on normally for 6 hours from 4 until 10 East Coast time. You'll get a 14-15 item mix during the conversations, whether it be information, whether it's about news, whether it's active involvement that we have in some event, or whether it's advice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But during this hour, I'd like to take our opportunity to dig into things. And at the moment, what I'm focused on is the stupid stuff the government does. Now, if you listen to me with regularity, you know that that's not something new. Right, Kenny? There is plenty of focus on the stupid stuff that government does. But this, I'm going to sort of culminate in a few minutes with a focus on something that you can do to fix a problem, one problem at the moment. But there are a number of problems that present themselves in any given day. For example, you've heard the EPA oftentimes in the past 5 or 6 years focus on the problems of methane gas and cows. Those of you who know that I'm a dairy farmer know that this is something that I often rail against. The foolish things the EPA does, the FDA does, the USDA does, things that immediately focus on the food supply in our country, which is becoming more and more problematic to produce because of government interference. And this is the kind of stupid stuff that these people come up with. Methane gas, the gas that comes out of the bum end of a cow that supposedly is creating global warming. Well, that's, as Dr. Ken Kronhaus puts it, junk science. The junk science suggests that advocacy, in this instance, somebody's come up with a with an idea, and then they try to come up with science that will somehow or other support their idea, because the idea is to get rid of all of the cows and to plant trees on all the dairy farms, because that would be better for the atmosphere, according to some who are obviously selling trees and not cows or meat. Now, that's all well and good if you think that it's true. But if you think that these people have the end game in sight of trying to save you, they don't. There's another agenda here. And the junk science, which is replaced by good science, that then has done research, and I cite several different microbial findings as a result of science looking into the four stomachs the cow has, what sort of microbes the cow produces. We all have these things, the bacteria in our stomach as humans, all animals do, to break down the food that we have, and then what comes out the other end may or may not be helpful. In the case of the cow, the microbes, the organic matter that comes out of a cow that drops on the ground, produces these microbes again into the soil and activate the beneficial aspects of the soil to make everything around it greener, therefore encourage more exchange of the photosynthetic process, which creates oxygen, which is what we live on. We all know that during the process of photosynthesis, the greening of our planet produces the oxygen that allows us to live here. That's how, I mean, you think about how complex the organisms are that are on the planet and how wonderfully well this thing has all been crafted. You know, there's something else going on besides just us and our thinking. There's a higher power, but that's not the issue. The issue is the junk science that the government provided us with suggests that cows are providing methane gas, when in fact cows are providing microbes that motivate the soil to produce more photosynthetic reaction, whether it's grass, whether it's corn, whether it's whatever it is that's around. It gets greener, exchanges more, absorbs more of the bad stuff, the carbon dioxide that's in the air, and gives you more of the good stuff, the oxygen that you need. So that's one area where I think the government has done us a disservice, a great disservice. Another, you may remember in June, a furor developed over a dictate issued by the FDA about not approving aging of cheeses on wooden boards or shelves. Remember that, Kenny? We were talking about no more boards. This dictate ignored centuries of cheese industry practice. The dictate, part of the FDA's ongoing, quote-unquote, progress toward implementation of the Food Safety and Modernization Act, when in fact, what science proved was the wooden shelves, rough or otherwise, are not full of the things that some woman named Monica Metz at the Center for Food Safety said there was. It was that simple. She was wrong, and everybody else was pretty much right. All right. So there's that, and then there's guns for the USDA. Judith McGeary is going to talk about that with us in a moment here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic with Boston.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones in the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Kenny Kessler, and I have Judith McGeary with us. She's the chapter leader for the WAPF in Austin, Texas, an attorney and a farmer. So that puts you pretty high. Well, I don't know about the attorney part of it, but being connected to the farm world, because I'm not only a broadcaster, but I'm a dairy farmer, Judith, as well. Tell people what the WAPF is.
So that's the Weston A. Price Foundation.
Right. Weston A. Price Foundation.
Oh, I like them.
It's a nonprofit that does education on nutrition and health.
Right. And is in support of raw milk sales, and that's how I am connected to them, because on my dairy farm I sell raw milk.
I just shared a local list from the Weston A. Price Foundation on our community Facebook page of where you can get local farm markets and local goods.
I know. Right. Wish we could sell the raw milk at those local farm markets, Richie.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
The USDA recently requested permission, or is acting through some sort of regulatory process, in order to get submachine guns. Now, I'm looking at this and the concern that it raised for me as a farmer, and it ought to be something that people who are food consumers,
as a farmer with attitude,
about. Yeah, I do have an attitude. I do. Yeah. I don't like the government. I'm not. There's nobody who knows that any better than my staff and the people who listen to this program, Judith. But there's a bigger picture here, and when you look at what's going on in some of our communities, like that St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, where everybody is all in a knot about the killing of that black teenager, and then you see new government agents coming in, not only in that arena, but in general. There are a lot of these requests that have been put forth, and one wonders what the end goal is. And in the minute and a half, 2 minutes that we have here, I'd like to hear from you about not only your feelings about the USDA and their request for submachine guns, but the militarization of many of these government agencies.
I completely agree with you. The problem with the USDA is simply really symptomatic of what's going on across all sorts of government agencies, where we see a greater and greater movement towards arming all sorts of officials, USDA, FDA, IRS. You know, why do these agencies need basically SWAT teams?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they have in-house SWAT teams. And it bypasses all of the normal protections on the use of force by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's deeply disturbing. And it doesn't take very many examples to put a lot of fear in people.
What, as a lawyer, can you do with the groups that you're involved with in general, a lot of these different farm groups, what can be done in, not even with the farm groups, in the main, a lot of people with all kinds of attitude toward this, what can be done? How does it stop or get stopped?
Well, I think, one step, and it's going to have to be stopped at all sorts of levels. Your example of Ferguson shows it's not just the federal government issue either.
Mm-hmm.
We have local governments and state governments who are also becoming pretty heavily militarized. But, starting at the federal level and looking at that, there's been a bill introduced that would demilitarize these agencies and require them, if they need military support, to go to law enforcement and go through the normal process. It's H.R. 4934, the Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act, and it's getting a nice list of co-sponsors going, and what we need is a longer list of co-sponsors. So, an easy step people can take is to call their congressman and urge them to support H.R. 4934.
I think, Kenny, we posted earlier, and I hope it's still there, as you go to DougStephan.com and you see the reference to the story, ways for you to either get to your congressman to get him to support this regulatory agency demilitarization act, or send the petition along to the people who would pay attention to it, because people need to know we've had quite enough of this. Thank you. Judith, good to have you here. Thanks for your leadership with the Weston A. Price Foundation. Sell that raw milk and keep the people with guns from the USDA out of our farms or off of our property. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
The
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Saltwater in the ocean helps clear out the mucus that builds up in cystic fibrosis patients. You know, cystic fibrosis is a lung disease. Organizations have started to teach those with the disease how to hang 10. So surfing, according to the news, can extend lives. Salt water will clear out the mucus in your lungs. So those of you who are surfers know you probably have clearer lungs than most. But this is a way for science, doctors, and medical folks to... I don't know who figured this out. This is kind of cool, actually. When you think about it, who do you suppose would have figured this out? A doctor who's a surfer? Where would this have come from? The salt water. We all know how beneficial salt water is. Salt water is terrifically cleansing. It's really over-the-top kind of cool.
As long as you're not in San Diego and getting the backwash from Mexico with all the needles and trash. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great for you.
But for now, everybody's learning how. Come on in, Safari. Alright, so there's some good news. Also, in the music department, Christina Aguilera, I suppose this is good news as well for people who are fans of her and for her and her family. Christina Aguilera is a brand new mother of two, as a matter of fact. Christine Aguilera, that's the hint, Peter. Yeah, there you go. So, the report is that she gave birth to a baby girl on Saturday. So, wait a minute, is the brand new mother of two.
Yes, she had a baby from her last relationship with her husband, I think.
But she's not a brand new mother of that one. She's a brand new mother of right. one of a baby
she's
girl.
She's a brand new mother of one.
Before.
But she now has
so
a
now
kid count
mother
of
two.
Ah, okay, all right. So she had her first with her fiancé, Matt Rutler, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, no. This is her second child, first with this guy who is her fiancé.
Right, and then the other one was her ex-husband, I think.
Really? Let's see here. Her ex-husband is Jordan Bratman.
Right.
They have not yet announced the name of their baby girl. Who's excited about that? You excited about that?
I'm happy. You know what? Let's be happy for them. Why not? New baby for something
we?
To celebrate.
Okay, who else had a baby girl this weekend? Why can't
I'm
we be happy
for
them
everybody.
Too?
Oh, I am. I'm happy for
I
everybody.
I want to have a list
baby.
Of all of the mothers who gave birth over the last 3 or 4 days to girls. I want to. Why wouldn't we ignore? Just because a few people know who Christina Aguilera is, or maybe a lot of people know who she is. But why does she deserve more attention than all the other mothers who had this? Do as a father, I will never know what it's like to go through birth. Richie will never know. Kenny will never know. And all the rest of you men who are listening to this program right now will never know, really. Even if you're extraordinarily close with your wife or your partner, there's nothing that will ever, ever,
you know what they
ever
say, the human race would die if men had to have babies.
I got news for you there, brother.
Yeah, what's that, bro?
If you want to announce every single person that had a baby besides Christina Aguilera yesterday.
Yeah, for a long time.
There are 15,062 births an hour worldwide.
Yeah, I'm
251 babies every minute.
251 babies a minute?
Yeah.
No wonder we have a problem in the world. Too many babies.
133 million births each year.
Now, see if these phonies who are running for office really wanted to deal with the problems. All of the problems of mankind can be solved by doing one thing. Stop the baby boom. There are too many people who inhabit the earth.
I you would if only had get one child and one child only.
I mean, think about it.
We just sanitize after you have your
zero
one child.
Population growth.
Government.
All right. Thank you. 28 after the hour. This hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that if you use BuzzBox Coffee in your Keurig machine instead of those stale prepackaged K-cups, that you'd be saving $699 a year? You heard me right. BuzzBox Coffee will save you $699 a year. Now we know that reusable filters that come with the Keurig is not a great thing, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that sit on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get the truly best of the best when it comes to coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. And this coffee helps my Eastleigh farm survive. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee. You can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and save yourself a nice chunk of change. $699 a year based on the average price of 80 cents per K-cup versus 25 cents per cup of BuzzBox coffee. When you drink 2 pounds of coffee per month, how will you spend your savings? Folks, unite with the gang and me in enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee, and together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
So today, I've got to be a good day today.
Making wonderful music or good words anyway. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day, good day, good day. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here with me as we overview some of the important things that are in your head collectively and individually. Kenny, if I were to say to you going to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter and Good Day, which are the two things that we use to connect to social media the most, what's the number one thing in the past 24 hours on people's minds?
What's going on in Ferguson, Missouri?
Yeah, what is going on? More protesting, more mistrust, more outrage, more. The National Guard. What sort of comment? You want to make or read a few of the comments that people have before we move into another area?
Sure. Bianca says, I'm tired of people telling me to stop being angry. This unarmed kid was shot 6 times, twice in the head. Everyone should be angry.
I'm beginning to think that as I look at the independent autopsy. The doctor, who's a pathologist that the family hired, said he was shot at least 6 times. Why are you shooting somebody like that? Why are you shooting him in the head? I want to know whether this police officer, the premise of what the police are telling everybody is that the policeman was worried for his life. That's going to be what they have to prove in order for this guy not to go down for murder. All right, what other things have we... And that's one issue, the ridiculous situation where there's a few bad people who every night are whipping folks up. The town's going to be completely destroyed. Everybody's going to move out of that town. The downtown area looks like a war zone. It's ridiculous. What asinine what's going on there. Really is, on both sides. What else?
Frank says, it looks like they're planning on blowing Ferguson, Missouri off the map with all the artillery that just got sent there.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. With the National Guard there, again, back to one of the subtexts to this story, all of the government paraphernalia that's available from the Pentagon, a whole different story that comes out of this that affects all of us, not just Ferguson, Missouri, as the United States becomes a military zone. That's what we're becoming, a military zone. And that's why these, in part, there's so much shooting going on. Everybody, shoot first, ask questions later. Everybody says, we got to have a gun to protect ourselves. Well, at what point do you stop? Where is the line where this all becomes asinine? It becomes crazy. I got to protect myself against, the government wants all their officers to have guns, so they're going to shoot first. And then the citizenry gets armed, and they start shooting, and you have a war, one American against another American. It's asinine. Craziness. Yeah. What else?
Carlos says things are so bad in Ferguson that even CNN is reporting it correctly.
I probably shouldn't laugh, but all right. Other things going on. There are stories this week about identity theft that you may need to hear. You may want to hear. You ought to hear them. The leading growth crime in the United States. We're talking about the crime going on in Missouri. And there are a lot of crimes being committed there. But this is the leading growth crime in our country. And the successful theft of your identity always, always, always starts with a social security number. Something for you. You know, you go into the doctor's office and the doctor says, I need your social security number. No, he doesn't. Don't give it to him. Nobody needs your social security number except the IRS. No one. Well, maybe the bank does in order to lend you money. But other than that, don't give your Social Security number to anybody. Do you remember the last time some voice asked you for the last four digits of your Social Security number? Or the last time you entered the entire sequence into an online order form? Don't use it online either. Providing your Social Security number to a business or to a government agency is supposed to protect both parties by helping them to ascertain that it's really you initiating some kind of transaction. But for as little as $25, anybody can buy your number on the Internet and pretend to be you. Who would have thought that the Social Security number, whose power lay largely dormant for more than half a century, could become such a scourge in the Internet age? Originally, a number was issued to each of us as a way for government to track what it owed us in our later years. Now, your Social Security number is the key to who you are. Thus, it becomes a viral tool for servicing your most discreet consumer needs and a weapon that others easily can turn against you. The issue may not seem important to those who haven't experienced the situation where someone will run up enormous bills in your name and watching their credit score become sullied for years. Identity theft is the leading growth crime. 700,000 people lost the ability to borrow money last year. Listen to that number. 700,000 people were told by banks that they could not borrow money or credit lending institutions because of information in their credit that had to do not with their comings and goings in their life, but with somebody ripping off their number successfully and therefore eliminating that person's ability to live a normal life. You need to borrow money for a car. Somebody's ripped off your ID. You can't borrow money to buy a car. You need money to borrow a house, borrow money to buy a house. Somebody has stolen your identity, ruined your credit, can't buy the house. So how does this change? Well, there are lots of different ideas that people have. There's lots of legislation that is aimed at protecting your Social Security number. For example, the feds are suggesting that we ought not to have our Social Security number on driver's license. Well, you don't need the feds to tell you that. Don't give them your driver's license. Don't use it. If the state says you have to give us your... You don't give them your Social Security number for a driver's license. You don't do it. And they can't require you to do it. So this is one area that has trouble written all over it. There are all kinds of scams like this, phone scams. Here's one. You know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I got this alert from the USDA, brought to the attention of the Farm Service Agency, that a phone scam is being perpetrated on customers of the Farm Services Agency. The caller identifies himself as a Farm Loan Services rep out of Washington, states that the FSA owes you assistance funds, this is what goes to farmers, and proceeds to request your checking account information, credit card number, the funds will be credited, and your Social Security number. Can you imagine what that does if somebody falls for it? Don't fall for it. It is, there are all kinds of things like this, scams for retirees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a new book now that I want to call your attention to called Identity Theft Alert, written by my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman. There are questions that he's going to teach you and just basic warnings, an update on identity theft a la 2014, up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I like it.
That was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes up next.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. How often do you do things exactly the same? How often do you rerun things? How often do you go back and say, you know what, I've always done it this way, and I'm going to continue to do it this way all the time? The answer is a lot. Now, even your television viewing habits are the same. Why summer reruns? It is amazing that when I look at the Nielsen ratings, how many shows had millions of people watching it again? These people are in a rut. Get a life. Watch a different program. Get adventurous. Step out of your comfort zone and stop watching those summer reruns that you've seen before. Because once you do that, guess what? In your life, you are going to stop doing things the exact same way. You are going to look for adventure. You are going to look for excitement. You are going to look for something new. So stop reruns and start running to new adventures for you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, a good expert on the radio, written books on scams and identity theft. I have never asked him a legal question that he couldn't answer. And so before we talk about this new alert that you have, I want to just spend a moment on the Redskins and that name and why now, after 2.5 months or so, they would go to challenge what the trademark. First, I guess most people are still asking, how is it that the trademark office, the patent office, has any sway or say in this at all? And then why would they wait so long to challenge it? And what do they expect to gain out of something like this, Steve?
Well, you know, the trademark office disallows a trademark or a renewal of a trademark if it disparages any racial group or really any group. So a few years ago, this was challenged by a group of Indians, Native Americans, and the Trademark Bureau did indicate that they felt it was disparaging. The Redskins team appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, with the courage that we've seen from the court so many times, said, oh, we'd really like to answer this one, but you filed it too late.
Yeah.
So we're not saying anything. So it was tossed down because of the statute of limitations. So then the case was reinstated, but this time with younger plaintiffs who were in a position to say, we weren't born when this happened, so we do have the standing to challenge it. It's going to be interesting because very, very much behind the scenes, the owner of the Washington Redskins has already registered a trademark that looks like a, and it's really sharp looking, a dignified arrow and Indian garb with the name the Washington Warriors. So I think they're ready in the event that they lose the case, and they very well might, but it's going to be a factual matter. Does Redskins disparage the Native Americans, or does it really not have a negative connotation?
Stephen Wiseman is also the founder of Scamicide.com. This website is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams and providing you with the latest information. Got a new book called Identity Theft Alert. So in this, there are a number of people who are, or a number of objects, I suppose, of your affection, the worst enemies that people can confront when it comes to using social media, using the tools. Let's have a few minutes on this and how we use this book, Steve.
You know, it's interesting to talk about the enemies. You and I are about the same age, and we're old enough to remember the old cartoon Pogo. And one of my favorite slogans of Pogo was, we have met the enemy, and he is us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, despite all of the people who are out there, identity thieves, trying to get at our information and steal our money, and it's family members, it's the kid next door, it's organized crime here in the United States, it's criminals across the globe, they all depend upon us making serious mistakes. And here's one. Now, right now, following the sad, tragic suicide of Robin Williams, there are turning up scams, and you mentioned social media, which is a great place for identity theft scams, where someone will get a posting that says, you've got to click here for a video of the actual police photographs that have been suppressed. And people will fall for that. They will, you know, curiosity will kill the cat. They click on that link, and it downloads keystroke logging malware that steals all the information from their computer.
So you got to be careful. If you don't recognize where it's coming from, don't open it. Now, there's another thing, and I'd like to close with this. One of the things that's most poignant about the advice in this book is advising people not to use their social security number any place. You get lulled into, the doctor needs your number. The hell he does. He doesn't need it at all.
No, as a matter of fact, the reason that your physician is asking for it is to make it easier to put you into collection if you don't pay your bill. Yeah, unfortunately, the law says that you don't have to give your social security number, but the law says that you're not protected and the business can decide not to do business with you. There are two things that you can do. One thing is you can ask, and I did this with one of my physicians recently, I want to give you my social security number because your security isn't that good. I will give you my license, you know, my driver's license. That will work. A lot of people used Richard Nixon's Social Security number rather than argue with him, and that works too.
Yeah. The book is called Identity Theft Alert, full of great information for you to protect yourself. His website is scamaside.com. His name is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and he's here with us helping us understand how you can protect yourself. Again, the book is called Identity Theft Alert.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My kind of dancing with a great partner who's not only a terrific dancer, but somebody who's taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people no matter what it costs them. Somebody who's taught me about the kind of person I want to be.
I see someone in front of me who got his partner in trouble and sent her off to some butcher while he moved on to an innocent young girl like my daughter.
Yeah, I guess that's what you would say.
All right, that's the trivia question of the day. Whose voice is that? We have two voices there. One of them is Patrick Swayze, who's singing the theme to Dirty Dancing in the background. 1987, She's Like the Wind, big song. Patrick would have been 62 today. He's gone. And so is the actor who played the father of the girl that was in question in Dirty Dancing. Who remembers the name of the actor and what he was associated with? The biggest part of his career was spent playing a policeman. Is that you, anybody? Excuse me, a hint?
Yes.
You do know who it is, Jennifer, yes?
Yeah, I can't remember Richie. His name, but I know the
Richie,
show.
You know who it is?
Yep.
Yeah. Kenny, you know who it is? Yeah, Kenny would know who it is. Chucker, you know who I'm talking about? Chuck Curry, a movie man, is here. Who is
I know
actor?
Who it is. His brother actually owned a jewelry store around the corner where I grew up in Brooklyn, New York when I was
Oh, really?
Huh, cool.
Oh. Yeah. All right, so who wants to... Illuminate everybody as to the actor's name. You want to play that clip again? Peter or Richie, who's over there, play the second clip that you played.
I see someone in front of me
that
who
voice.
Got his partner in trouble and sent her off to some
had a partner in law
while he moved on to an innocent young girl like my daughter.
Yeah, right. I guess that's what you would say.
All right, so who is that, Jennifer?
I don't know. Name. Remember, I told you.
Jerry Orbach. Jerry Orbach.
That's right.
My guess is that my father-in-law.
Hey, I'm surprised we don't have nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh, there you go. You. Okay.
No,
thank
complete.
You. All right. So we have Mr. Swayze in our focus, Mr. Orbach in our focus, the movie Dirty Dancing in our focus. Chuck Curry is in the focus because we have in the movie news department today results of the weekend box office. We'll get box office totals in just a moment here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the Oculus Rift virtual reality headset offers many new types of experiences, but its latest use may one day save your life. The Rift is currently being used by med students to view surgeries from a first-person perspective. After a donation from the Movio Foundation, surgeons have begun recording medical procedures using GoPro's Dual Hero system, which captures video from two GoPro cameras, then converts it to 3D in post-production. In the past, med students could only experience a surgery from a first-person perspective by being in the room, but that meant there was a chance that some of the process and techniques could be missed. With Oculus Rift, med students can see the surgery firsthand, then relive it all through the surgeon's eyes. Experts say Oculus, which is owned by Facebook, won't become a medical device because Facebook won't want to deal with the FDA. But this trial run shows one of the endless possibilities of virtual reality and offers a glimpse into the possible future of medicine. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Chuck Curry is our official movie man here on the Good Day program. So what happened to the box office over the weekend, Chuck? Any surprises?
One little bit of a surprise. A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles held the top spot 2 weeks in a row. That's something most films this summer have been unable to do. It did a solid $28 million in business, $118 million in its first 10 days. The studio has already announced the sequel, which will come out summer 2016. Guardians of the Galaxy, which continues to get really good word of mouth, plays second, $24 million in business, $223 million in 3 weeks of release. The critic-proof comedy Let's Be Cops plays third, $26 million since opening on Wednesday. Number four, The Expendables 3, which is somewhat surprising that it was off 50% in box office from part two and almost 65% opening weekend from part one, just $16.2 million. This is a big surprise for me. I went to see it by myself Saturday night and thought it was probably the most enjoyable film I sat through this summer. Mel Gibson brought his A-game, great as the villain. Antonio Banderas was terrific, steals every scene he's in. Also solid work from Kelsey Grammer. Harrison Ford was a lot of fun. It's mostly a sly film. I like this film a lot. I give it a 9 out of 10. If you're a fan of Stallone in the 80s, go see it. This is a good film. The Giver plays fifth, 12.7. I went in with low expectations. It turned out to be a decent watch. Primarily sci-fi. Good performance by Jeff Bridges. Number six, Into the Storm, 7.7, $31 million in 2 weeks. One other film I just want to get to, the number 10 film, Boyhood, which was a movie shot using the same actors over 12 years. This is a simple movie, but a fascinating one. Patricia Arquette, Ethan Hawke, newcomer Ellen Coltrane. 2.5 hour running time. I really like this movie, and for people who want to see something different, I recommend it. It's a very solid, interesting watch.
All right, good. That's a good report. Expendables 3 not doing what you thought it would do, especially with all those big name towns. I want to see it for that reason. Chuck Curry reports on movies, DVDs, all that sort of thing, videos every day at this time on Good Day.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.